Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I thought I would share with you a British tradition, afternoon tea. An afternoon tea is glorious in all senses. So what is afternoon tea? We eat afternoon tea between lunch and dinner, and it consists of steaming hot tea, scones with cream, and delicious cakes. What could be better than sitting with your friends and relaxing with some sweet treats? It's not just viewed as an occasion to eat nice food, but it's also a social event, a great opportunity to chat with your friends and family.
Speaker B.
Most weekends, my friends and I cook something all together and have a farm-themed party. So far, we have had traditional Spanish, Mexican and Italian-themed evenings, which have been a lot of fun. This week, I suggested we should have an English afternoon tea party, so these are the things I think we will need and how to make them. First of all, tea is very important. Next, you need to prepare sandwiches. Then, every tea party needs scones.
Speaker C.
A traditional full English breakfast, also commonly known as a fry-up, consists of the following. Eggs, bacon, sausage, toast, baked beans, hash browns, tomatoes and mushrooms. This is usually served with ketchup on the side, a glass of orange juice and, of course, a big cup of tea. Often people are mistaken that this is the kind of thing British people eat at the start of every day, but that is rarely the case. I don't think I could have one every day. Just imagine eating all that every morning.
Speaker D.
When you start to think properly about traditional British food, you begin to realize that some of it is actually pretty good. Although perhaps simple and unhealthy, fish and chips are also delicious, as is a Cornish pasty and any British pie at all. So, it may be because I've already tried British food, but I think that is much better than its reputation. It may be less characteristic than Chinese food, but we do know how to make great meals and, of course, cakes.
Speaker E.
When I was at school in England, we only had 1 hour for the lunchtime, and we typically eat a sandwich and snack, and we would eat our main meal in the evening. However, in France, at lunchtime in the schools, there is 2 hour lunch break, and pupils and staff go home to eat a free course meal. At first, the idea of a long lunch break took me for a while to get used to, but it means you have longer to relax.
Speaker F.
All through my years at school, I have always taken packed lunches to school. Usually, school meals are horrible, so I took my own instead of eating the salty chips, overcooked vegetables and questionable meat served in the cafeteria. When I arrived at university, I realized that I lived a 30-minute walk from the library, so I had to start taking a packed lunch to eat while I was studying, because it was much too expensive to buy meals from the library cafe every day.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I thought I would share with you a British tradition, afternoon tea. An afternoon tea is glorious in all senses. So what is afternoon tea? We eat afternoon tea between lunch and dinner, and it consists of steaming hot tea, scones with cream, and delicious cakes. What could be better than sitting with your friends and relaxing with some sweet treats? It's not just viewed as an occasion to eat nice food, but it's also a social event, a great opportunity to chat with your friends and family.
Speaker B.
Most weekends, my friends and I cook something all together and have a farm-themed party. So far, we have had traditional Spanish, Mexican and Italian-themed evenings, which have been a lot of fun. This week, I suggested we should have an English afternoon tea party, so these are the things I think we will need and how to make them. First of all, tea is very important. Next, you need to prepare sandwiches. Then, every tea party needs scones.
Speaker C.
A traditional full English breakfast, also commonly known as a fry-up, consists of the following. Eggs, bacon, sausage, toast, baked beans, hash browns, tomatoes and mushrooms. This is usually served with ketchup on the side, a glass of orange juice and, of course, a big cup of tea. Often people are mistaken that this is the kind of thing British people eat at the start of every day, but that is rarely the case. I don't think I could have one every day. Just imagine eating all that every morning.
Speaker D.
When you start to think properly about traditional British food, you begin to realize that some of it is actually pretty good. Although perhaps simple and unhealthy, fish and chips are also delicious, as is a Cornish pasty and any British pie at all. So, it may be because I've already tried British food, but I think that is much better than its reputation. It may be less characteristic than Chinese food, but we do know how to make great meals and, of course, cakes.
Speaker E.
When I was at school in England, we only had 1 hour for the lunchtime, and we typically eat a sandwich and snack, and we would eat our main meal in the evening. However, in France, at lunchtime, in the schools, there is 2 hour lunch break, and pupils and staff go home to eat a three-course meal. At first, the idea of a long lunch break took me for a while to get used to, but it means you have longer to relax.
Speaker F.
All through my years at school, I have always taken packed lunches to school. Usually, school meals are horrible. So I took my own instead of eating the salty chips, overcooked vegetables and questionable meat served in the cafeteria. When I arrived at university, I realized that I lived a 30-minute walk from the library, so I had to start taking a packed lunch to eat while I was studying because it was much too expensive to buy meals from the library cafe every day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.